Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. It could have been louder than that. I don't feel loud. Okay. I want to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers. I want to thank the ones that encourage me. I thank you. That means a lot. Small things mean more than bigger things in life. For those that think that way, it's not all about fanciness. I mean, cars and money and all of this. Material things do not last. But little things like this, it stays with you. It's always food for thought. Well, we're going into our show, always, as thanking our snoopers. That's all of the Culpeppers of the world. That's all of the Lovins of the world. That's everybody who snoop ever hear anything good. And never do. I mean, when you spend your time being nosy, that can be even watching your neighbor's yard, what they're doing. That's time out of your life when you can be doing something that you like to do or that you need to do. What's the need to poke and pry into somebody else's business? Let's go into real talk. Real talk. When you're trying to help somebody, and it could be somebody very dear to you, and they keep doing the things that they're doing. It could be anything. Sometimes you have to slide back. Sometimes you have to just watch them. Because more than likely what they're doing is bad and it's going to come to a horrible end. God will bring you in one way or the other. And the other is a bad thing. One way, you're very lucky that you made it through what you made it through. He's always at the end. All the no's in the world don't tear up to God's yes. And I want to bring up something else. Disrespectfulness. Your respect towards other people will take you a long way. Excuse me. But when you're disrespectful, as long as I said this, when you are disrespectful, then nobody has anything good to say about you. And we can speak on our children. We raise them the way that we want people to respect them and be glad to see them coming. Not for people to hate them out in the world, thinking that they have no reason. You know, some teenagers, the older teenagers that is, do things, well, some younger teenagers too, do things that will really hurt and embarrass their loved one, their parents, the ones that care for them. Another thing, property damage. I'm going from one thing to the other. I'm filling it out here. Property damage. Don't mess up something that you cannot replace. Bodily damage. If a woman is carrying a baby and you do something to that woman, if you take a life, let's put it like this. If you take a life, you cannot give it back. Some people need to think before they act. And that's all I have to say on that. To all of you parents that's going through, everything is going to be okay. I know you're tired. I know that you're about to give up. Don't give up. And don't let what's going on take over. If you can't get support, positive words from your family, then I know that there's somebody that care out there that you can talk to. Don't even speak to people that don't have anything positive to say, because they want you in the same shape that they are. And I know that you got that. Now let's go into a nice little conjure tip here. See, my mind is wandering, and I see that this needs to be said. Telling someone to stay away from you, telling someone to stay off your property, telling someone to leave you alone over and over again may not do it. The law may not do anything for it, not in this day and time. There's a nice little conjure tip to that. Dabra's Nest, red pepper, anise seeds, black pepper, poppy seeds. I'm not saying how much, so you know what I'm going to say afterwards. You need to consult your worker. But that mixture will get people away from you. Elderberries. Elderberries hung over your door. Now, this is a full one. Elderberries hung over your door will stop intruders. And it's been proven over and over again. So there's your conjure tip, if you were listening. Okay, going to everybody out here that's doing the same thing that I'm doing, trying to help people, trying to help our clients. Sometimes we run into the ones that really don't appreciate. Excuse me, I'm drinking juice, beer juice. Okay. They don't appreciate an information seeker. Do you know that I've had a worker to tell me that this, she's been working with this client for a long time, and she had something else to come up. Now, she call and ask, this person, client is a she too, she call and ask questions and ask questions. And it's very irritating when you all ask questions over and over and over again. But this time, okay, before I do this, I got one more question to ask. Don't fall for that. Do not answer any more questions, because they are full of bullshit. It is just like the Chesapeake cheesecake, the Ada Chesapeake cheesecake. I add that name to it because that's what it is, the Ada Chesapeake cheesecake. People like that can make it bad for everybody else. See, it could be people out there that need help and really need help to get it going, financially or otherwise. And they come in and they mess it up for everybody else. Well, we won't help them until everything else is done first. And yes, there are cases that you have to keep going because it was so bad in the past. And in the present, you got things that's steadily coming up. There's a lot of catch-up work to do here. It's just like a cold. That cold doesn't go away. That flu doesn't go away within a few days. Where are you at? Back at the doctor's office. Those are true words. So that's how some cases are. And as for this new system about our broadcast, they have abandonment up there. Okay, abandonment is when you end 1 minute early. Please, if I end 1 minute early, then I have no more advice for you. I have nothing else to say. And some people's clocks are wrong. Their watches are wrong. Their phones are wrong. 2 minutes early, three, it doesn't matter. But I had to bring that up too. Back to the deadbeat client. You know, I know some of your mothers and fathers did not raise you up to be deadbeat. If you owe somebody something, then pay them. If you borrow something, yes, pay it back. You know, an old wise lady told me years and years ago, if you don't have anything else, you get your bills out first. What you owe, keep the roof over your head, keep your lights on, water going, everything else. Because your word is supposed to be your bond. And you are discredited if you don't do these things. Now that I've said that, I'm going to go into something else. The weather. The first rain of April can be caught. It can be caught for healing. But the May rain, you catch that and use it for love cases. I know some of you got your mouth open and don't even know what I'm talking about, but it is used for love cases. Okay, Grave, I'm going to give you the warning again on that. Do not take that inside of your home. If it's taken inside of your home, let the worker instruct you on what to do. Don't do this on your own. You could be causing yourself harm. Your loved one's ashes, I know that people do this, but I want the ones that have done it, I want you to look back over the years and see, count 6 months after you brought them in. And just think about the things that have happened at your home. People using the graveyard ashes to try to get rid of their neighbors, which is the wrong thing to do. You don't just go and sprinkle a little bit of ashes here and ashes there. No, they are coming back to you because you didn't do the right thing with them. Very interesting, isn't it? Okay. Let's talk about this. Messing with somebody's water meter is not going to make them move. It's more than likely not going to make their utilities get cut off. So why put a powder down in a water meter? Why put a powder on a light meter and it's not going to do anything? If you're trying to destroy somebody's home, why don't you just go to a worker? I'm sure there's some dirty workers out here. But I tell you what, good versus evil all the time. It may slow it down, but it versus that good versus evil all the time. Good wins. That's what I'm trying to say. It wins over evil all the time. There's a case, and I told someone to go back and put down something at the place that they live. Now, this wasn't even the house that they were sick. They stayed sick all the time, couldn't move. Okay, I said, if you put this down and go back in and you're feeling better, there is your enemy. And you're going to be able to get out of the situation that you are in. Sure enough, It was done. Feeling all better when they got out of the situation. I said that because there's an urgent need for you to listen to your worker. Some of you do not listen. There are things to be done in your house. After finish with it, it can't touch the yard. You got to carry it away. Well, we have some fruitcakes out here that don't listen to anything. And they do the opposite. Right down in the yard. And now back at square one. Do you think a worker wants to keep working with you that way? No, I wouldn't. And nobody else would. I'm just telling you what the truth today. That's right, the truth. Everybody needs to hear the truth instead of lies. It's like if I told somebody something's going to work in 7 minutes, please, you don't believe in a thing like that. It's going to work in 7 minutes. And going from worker to worker, worker to profit, profit to worker, worker to worker. Yes, yep. Okay, no, that's not going to work. Because many of us do work with spirits, and like I said in the past, it is going to get everything mixed up, and you're going to be in turmoil. You're not going to be able to do anything because the spirit is going to get confused, and you're going to have a big mess. Children have been my topic for the last 3 weeks because there's a lot of things going on with children. But it's not only children, how do I say it, children bullying children. It is teachers bullying children, adults. Now, how simple-minded can you get? It just sounds bad to me. Why have something against a child? You don't have anything against a child. You can go off the parent all day. But you have some parents out here who say, okay, you mess with my child, I'm going to get you in another way. Something that does not involve getting in trouble with the law. And that's where we come in. And there's lots of conjure for that. Some of us are so powerful, if we open our mouths, you can watch out. Something is coming in a few hours or a few days. See, being careful of who you speak to, who you're talking to. Always treat people the way you want to be treated because you do not want to talk to the wrong person. That's a person like me that's doing this work. You don't know it. You don't know who a person knows. You don't know how that word is going to get back to the person that you're talking about. You don't know what a person is. You don't know what they do. But the best thing is to shut your mouth. And if you live in a small town where mouths can't be shut, you stay to yourself. Because if you just be alone, don't bother with it, then you have less problems. But there are people that want to fit in with other people, and they have to keep running their mouths anyway. Just keep running off at the mouth, and don't think that you can be touched. You can. You can be touched in a special way. Now, I think that was the most important information that I have given out on this show today. Keeping your mouth shut. And the other thing, doing what we ask you to do. And please, if a worker, whatever kind of work they do, if they give you a chance, because times is hard and you owe them, pay them, because they're going to get it in the kind of way that they can. Might be through your loved one. Weird things might happen, whatever. But you really need to be a person of your word. See, we already know from the first time you start what's going to happen. And we're prepared for it. We are very prepared. Now, as for mothers, please don't choose stupid things over your child. Nothing should come before your child. I know that things look good out there. Things sound good. But is it really worth your child? Please thought to that. It's very important. People are not going to keep lying to you. You know, you got very dirty people out here. You got enemies out here probably because you've been some of everywhere. And bad things happen to you to bring you in because you have chosen the wrong path. The majority of you have family that love you and only want the best. They wouldn't even say anything to you if they didn't care. But some of you choose to go the wrong way. Backbiting. Backbiting, yes, is all around you. It doesn't matter where you move. You're going to run into some good people and you're going to run into bad. But you do not tell everybody all of your business when you're out there because really you don't know who's who and who's going to do what. So it's best to keep some things to yourself. You can talk to people. You can communicate with people. You can speak with them. But please, don't tell them too much. As for our law, our probation officers, there are people of such. Some of you are covering for people that don't need to be covered for. You don't need to cover for these people. Some of you are covering for sexual predators. Some of you are covering for child molesters, people that need to be registered. You would be surprised at how many of these people are living around you. And people of the law covering for them. That's coming to an end, too. Our schools, oh, you would think the teachers are trying to teach. No, they're not trying to teach. They're trying to be nosy and see what the parent is doing. Or they are picking at your child. You know what? Everybody that has children in public schools, why don't you just show up and check on your child? Talk to your child more. You will find out a whole lot. I'm really talking about children because they are important. And as for the ones that's sneaking across the street to the neighbor's house, standing beside the wall, trying to hear what they're saying, you're going to get what's coming to you too. And you better hope it's the cops that's coming to you. People are taking matters into their own hands now because they feel that they have no justice. They're not going to let anybody hurt them. You are just fine. You have no intention of hurting them. But, oh, they may think you're trying to hurt them. You think that your enemy, what you call your enemy, which is an innocent person, but you call it your enemy, is going through so much, they're not. See, that's your frame of mind. That's your way of thinking. After all you have done, they're still there. After all you have done, you're seeing them every day. Well, I think that's making you sick more than anything else, isn't it? Well, well, I think I've said a mouthful today. Excuse me. You know, there's a young man that's in need of help, but don't know how to get help. And I place prayer on him every night. And I know that he's coming. But how he's coming is unseen. And he's listening in. You can call me anytime you get ready. You've seen my ad. Call me. That's all you have to do. And we can go from there. Everybody needs a peace of mind. Everybody needs peace in their life. And if you can't get peace at your own home, you need to do what you need to do to have that peace. Regardless of what it is. Yes, I've given Conjure tips. We're still having real talk. But I still want to get back to the client because that seems to be a problem with us workers, which is genius, whatever you want to call us. Let me tell you something. If you are not serious, do not dial our numbers. If you are not serious, don't come to us. See, you all are the Ada McKenzie cheesecakes of the world, Chesapeakes, the Chesapeake Waterlogs. And as for the woman that's watching the people, oh, my God, as for the woman that's still watching these people across the street, you don't have long here, do you? You're sick, and you're wearing a dead person's clothes. So you really don't have long here. You're still picking and pointing. You don't have long. You better straighten it up. Men and women coming to you, you're taking as many down with you as you can. This is what I'm seeing. You're taking as many down with you as you can. And when they find out that you have messed their health up, guess what? You are in danger. And I hope and pray that you are listening. It makes no sense. People, you need to wake up and think. And don't run to the worker at the last minute. You wait until everything gets horrible and run to the worker. There is some people out here that really think they have tried and tried to get over on people talking about their street savvy and their famous sons. The sons are not famous. The sons is nowhere on the radio, in the news, or nowhere. But you're talking about the pulling and the tugging and everything. Well, nothing is free. And we're not going to take that on us. So you might as well forget it. I only have a few more seconds in the show. Yes, there was a reason for this today. But I only have a few more seconds in this episode. I thank everyone for listening in. Thank you so much. I hope that the rest of your weekend is blessed. I hope that you have fun with your loved ones, your family. Oh, love each other. And I hope that your week ahead is even more blessed. And always stay prayed up. And if you need that extra help, reach out for it. As for my people, my mother, my sisters, nephews, nieces, I love you so much. You are beautiful people, and I will forever keep you in my life. I love you. Goodbye.